You're listening to Open Air on JPR. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR live session. With me in the Steve Nelson Performance Space from the campus of Southern Oregon University is the folk duo Fellow Pinans. Fellow Pinans are Danny Aubert, who sings and plays banjo, and Ian George, who sings and is a multi-instrumentalist here with his guitar today. They were part of the folk ensemble Patchy Sanders, which included Danny's sister Jackie, who runs the Ashland Folk Collective. Fellow Pinans will be performing as part of the Ashland Folk Collective's 2022 concert series at The Story in Ashland tomorrow evening. Information is available at ashlandfolkcollective.com. Danny Aubert and Ian George, welcome back to JPR, and thanks for taking some time to be with us here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dave.
A lot's been going on since you were last here in this configuration, and before that as part of Patchy Sanders, who were, I got to say, once guests on the show West Coast Live. It used to air Saturday afternoons here on JPR. I was actually listening that afternoon. Did you guys catch the bagel? Do you remember the bagel?
No.
Sedge Thompson used to take a bagel and throw it into the theater and discuss the high hyperbolic arc and
going up
into the theater.
That's right. I'd heard about that, but we did not experience the bagel for whatever reason.
Sad about that.
Yeah, it would have been fun. Huh?
Maybe he'd thrown out his arm or something.
Well, fill us in on what you've been doing in the last several years since then and since the last time we had you here as Fellow Pinans.
Yes, God, since the last time we were in the studio with Patchy Sanders, that would have been 2016, after Patchy Sanders had kind of closed that project, right, we decided to go to Europe and spent a year traveling around and collecting all kinds of ballads.
Cool.
That actually some of them are on this album that we just released. Mm-hmm. And let's see, what did we do? Lived in a van, traveled around Europe a lot, came back and thought we were going to move to New England, decided not to, came back to Ashland for 1 year and decided to move to Minneapolis after a year here and lived there for 2 years and had a kid, yeah, baby number two.
Wow.
Named Brayden. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Then we built a tiny house.
Oh, yeah, the pandemic hit.
Don't
and then we moved
that.
Back to Ashland.
Wow.
Again, and designed and built every step of the way with the help of our friend Chris Fowler. Mm-hmm. Two tiny houses that we currently live in the Green Springs.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So talk about that process. How did that come about?
So I guess we decided to go for it, which was never really our dream or passion to, you know, some people are really obsessed with the tiny house movement.
Right.
It kind of came out of nowhere. It felt like a good move for us though, because we noticed we were throwing a lot of money down on rent, mm-hmm, for years and thought we need to put our money into something that we keep for a bit, right, and move it since we love to move so much, uh-huh, move around. Yeah. So we neither of us had any skills in building. Mm. I didn't know how to use a drill. Ian like had some basic tool skills, and we YouTubed it the whole way through.
Wow.
And our friend Chris Fowler, who's a staple in this community, right, in Ashland community, was the person who kind of just helped us and checked our stages along the way. And we used graph paper to start it all out.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. Ashland Lumberyard, favorite place. Really enjoyed the whole process.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And so did you guys pause everything during the pandemic? Were you recording at home? Were you making music, writing?
Yeah, we paused really hardcore.
Yeah.
And when we built that tiny house, that's all we did for a year.
Yeah.
And I guess we picked up a Patreon. We started doing that, and we logged some of our tiny house project, uh-huh, in the Patreon and did some songs in the building as it was growing and changing. It was after the tiny house project that, uh-huh, we started getting back into music again and then dove deep into working up all the songs for the album, mm-hmm, and recorded the album last winter.
Cool. The new album is called Lady Mondegreen. What'd you like to play for us?
We're going to play a song off of that called Pretty Polly. And it's a combo of the traditional ballad Pretty Polly with the story and lyrics of Woody Guthrie's Pastures of Plenty. And he also took the same melody for his song of Pretty Polly. So that's what got me the idea to take Pastures of Plenty and combine it with Pretty Polly.
It's Fellow Pinans with Pretty Polly here on a JPR live session.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands have hold. My poor feet have traveled a hard and dusty road. Deserts were hot and your mountains were cold. Pretty Polly, pretty Polly, her name I knew so well. I loved everybody and then I grew to swell. They call her pretty Polly. Oh, yonder she stands with rings on. And prunes. I slept on the ground in the light of the moon. On the edge of the city, you'll see me, and then I'll walk on with the dust, and I'll go with the wind.
Fellow Pinans here in the Steve Nelson studio here at Jefferson Public Radio. Thank you for performing for us. What a lovely version there of Pretty Polly. Kind of a mashup there with Pastures of Plenty, a Woody Guthrie tune. The new album from Fellow Pinans is Lady Mondegreen. They'll be performing Saturday night at The Story in Ashland. Lady Mondegreen is not a person. Is that correct?
Lady Mondegreen is not a person. Well, in a way, I guess it depends how you look at it. Lady okay. Mondegreen could very much be a person. So the term Mondegreen dates back to the term itself, to the 50s, is it, I believe? Where a woman misheard an old ballad And I believe the original lyrics were, "Laid him on the green." There was some dead knight or something. Mm-hmm. And she thought it was Lady Mondegreen as a lady. And she came up with the idea of terming the phenomenon where one it's like a creative mishearing,
right,
of a line in poetry, or I guess in music,
right,
really. And which I think for me is the power of music,
right,
and art in general, is that there might be, there's probably equal amount of interpretations, mm-hmm, as there are ears to a song, perhaps. And I think that's the beauty of it, is that we hear these songs and we can draw whatever stories we need to draw from them for our own life, and that are relative or accessible and make sense. Mm-hmm. But it could very much be a different interpretation from the next person that hears it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, so a lot of these songs you guys are playing are hundreds of years old, at least a couple of them are, and have gone through all kinds of different transformations. Was that sort of how that played into what you guys were choosing and how you chose the title to the album?
For sure, yeah. I think it's a great example is these songs that have been passed down for so long before there was recorded music. So, you know, I imagine traveling musicians coming through a town, learning a song, and maybe forgetting verse 2 and 6, but maybe remembered half of it, and then filled in the blanks and made them up just so that musician could continue playing the song.
Right.
And how much that's changed, or maybe the singer couldn't hit the high notes,
right,
so modified the melody. Mm. And you know, the versions that we sing in here now tend to be probably just the most popular version that,
right,
persevered through the ages. But, you know, I just think that, yeah, the idea of a Mondegreen playing into ballads, and as they've been passed down orally for hundreds of years, and how much they've evolved and changed in certain regions within the countries. And
right. Yeah, I think there's all kinds of different versions of the song Hangman and Gallows Pole and things,
exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
It's gone through all kinds of changes, and you guys are doing that as well. So. Very cool. It's a great album. So how did you come into the songs that you decided to put on this album?
Yeah, so it came from the two big trips. We did an 8-month trip traveling all over Europe, and then another one for 2 months. And it was during both of those trips that we got most of the songs that are on the album. Mm-hmm. And it was just through meeting folks and collecting songs intentionally, and also just being at gatherings and hearing folks sing, and then hanging out after and learning the songs from them.
Sounds to me then like Lady Mondegreen is a pretty appropriate title for,
yeah,
what you're currently doing. That's pretty neat. And what made you decide to do the mashup there with the Woody Guthrie and the Pretty Polly, the material?
Yeah, I really liked Pastures of Plenty, and I was looking into learning that song just for fun of having another song to play. Mm. Found that he took the Pretty Polly melody, mm-hmm, to create his song. And so I was looking into the Pretty Polly, some of the versions of that, and was playing it on the banjo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this could be a really good one to do.
Right.
And then what can I do differently with it?
Right.
And so really, I didn't love the whole story of Pretty Polly, now she gets murdered.
Right.
And, I mean, that's so classic, right?
Right?
Like these murder ballads. But I thought, you know, Woody Guthrie, just his lyrics are so great, and it's all about dignity of migrant workers, and
right,
why not infuse that story into the Polly story and just create a whole nother ending?
Right. So, yeah, kind of a happy ending to a sad story.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, how about playing another song for us?
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
I think we're going to do the Galway Shawl.
Okay. Here's Galway Shawl. It's Fellow Pinans with me here on a JPR live session.
Hi, you can just introduce the song.
My next song is The Galway Shawl. Here are and more in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied an damsel. She was fair and handsome, her beauty She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. She wore her bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulder wore the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, until her father's cottage came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him the foggy dew.
I played the blackbird and the stack of barley, and round his glory and the foggy dew. And she sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears flowed in her eyes of blue. And it was early, early, and all
nice. That is Galway Shaw. With me, our fellow Pinans. That is Ian George and Danny O'Bear. They're performing at The Story in Ashland coming up Saturday evening. Tickets and information are available at ashlandfolkcollective.com. Thank you guys for playing that. What a gorgeous tune.
Welcome.
That started out a little differently. Tell us about how you guys came about that and how you got that track, the vocal track, to the beginning of that.
So that was a recording that where we played that off of my phone, which we do live, and is also the same way that is on the album. Mm-hmm. And we found this woman, Kitty O'Mahony is her name, and she lives in County Cork in the south of Ireland in a town called Ballydehob. And we were looking to meet folks that sang songs growing up, and we were directed to this woman from a lady who we were recording in the laundromat. And so we recorded this lady in the laundromat, and she couldn't remember the lyrics and asked us to come back the next day. And that night when she was thinking about singing those songs for us, she thought of her neighbor. And so she called her neighbor and asked her if we could come and record her too. And so the next day we did, and we went to Kitty's house and she sang for us for hours and told stories about her life growing up. She didn't have electricity until the 80s. And so that was their way of entertaining each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really neat. Thanks for sharing that with us. So what got you guys into folk music to begin with?
It's a great question. Right. Why would a 32-year-old start playing folk
music?
Well,
it's not because it's funny. It's just
right. Yeah. Well. No, we get that question a lot, like as we tour around the country and other countries too. The question often people in our generation, like, so this is folk music, right? I think I like folk music. they say it's like cool. And they're like, so why this? You know, it's like, I just perhaps project onto them, like, you know, why aren't you like a DJ or something?
Right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I started playing music when I was 17, and I got a Stratocaster, mm-hmm. a knockoff, mm-hmm. and I really wanted to play Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, The Beatles, Grateful Dead. That's all I was interested in. Mm-hmm. And through the Grateful Dead, and Danny and I actually have a very similar story, how we found folk music, almost identical, before we met. And that was essentially through the Grateful Dead, through Jerry Garcia and his side projects with David Grisman, Tony Rice, and John Kahn. And we both fell in love with the album Shady Grove. Oh. And that album actually inspired me to want to play the mandolin, which... Mm-hmm. Starting at the age of 18, was my main instrument for like 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, speaking about this album, we the other night were playing in Dixon, California, near Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And we spent the night with the Cravens, Joe Craven, who is the percussionist on that album. Uh-huh. And he's like a hero to us. Uh-huh. And we didn't realize that that's whose house we were.
Yeah,
that was our house
cool.
stay that night.
Yeah.
And we stayed up till 4 a.m. drinking wine. And he was like grandpa to us, just telling
just
us stories of Jerry.
We just listened for hours.
We just listened. It just was like such an amazing experience just to sit with someone that inspired us to play folk music.
Yeah, we essentially got to meet the person and be like, hey, it was you in that album that made us play folk music.
Neat. That's a great story.
So essentially, I'd say through Jerry Garcia led us to folk music, and then that got us going on all the spinoffs.
So that got you from Led Zeppelin into folk music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Danny, you also play an instrument called a bouzouki.
True.
I don't know if everybody knows what a bouzouki is. What's a bouzouki?
So what I play is kind of a cross between an Irish bouzouki and an octave mandolin. And so it's a doubled stringed four string, and they're doubles. And it really looks like a big mandolin, the one that I play. But the bouzouki is a Greek instrument that was brought to Ireland as well and kind of infused into Irish music. And that's sort of how I found it, was through Irish music, and loved the way it backed and could play melodies. And so now I play in some of our songs.
Very cool. What do you guys have any other instruments that people, you know, we talk about mandolin, bouzouki, banjo you're here with today, guitar. Yeah. What else is in the arsenal?
For a live setting, that's it.
Those
four instruments. Right. You know, we'd play other stuff, but we're always thinking, oh, you know, we could incorporate this into the live sound, but also realizing that simplicity is like really our friend when we're on the road.
Right.
And like, it's like, we talked about playing two guitars at a time, which might end up happening eventually, but we haven't, because it's like, do we really want to carry a second guitar around?
No,
we just want simplicity.
Right.
But we do have to give the banjo some break. You know, we can't have every song on the banjo.
We need to give you a break from the banjo.
I don't know. I like to actually, on open air, I tell people, hey, it's your daily dose of banjo, because I think everybody needs at least a little bit of banjo.
At a fellow Pidens concert, you get more than a little.
That's cool. I'm good with that myself. So. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. Again, you can catch Fellow Pinings in Concert coming up tomorrow night at The Story in Ashland. It's part of the Ashland Folk Collective's 2022 concert series. And it's King Roy Wing is opening for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Solo.
Solo King Roy Wing.
It'll be his first time ever doing that, I believe.
Oh, neat.
Yes.
The lead-off track to Lady Montagreen is another kind of murder ballad, classic folk tune. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think the murdering. I think it's like a precursor to a murder.
A precursor.
That's how I hear it. But there's no murder in the lyrics, at least of the version we play.
Okay. Well, tell us about it. What's Silver Dagger about?
I guess. All right. So I think the opening line. I don't sing it. Danny sings it, but I listen to her sing it a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the opening line is, "Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother. She sleeps with a silver dagger by her side." Mm-hmm. And I think the opening line of verse 2 is, "All men are false." It's just a pretty bold statement. I mean, it's not a false statement. It's just not fully true in a way. But I feel like this song brings up a lot for me when I play it. Like, where I go in my mind is a bit of a dark scene. It reminds me of, I just read Harry Potter, all 7 books to our daughter aloud over the last 9 months. One of the greatest things I've done as an adult. And there's a scene, the House of Gaunt, for those Harry Potter fanatics out there. This scene kind of reminds me of the House of Gaunt. So I kind of imagine this strapping young lad. His name's probably Johnny, and the scene takes place in this wood, in rural England somewhere. Old, giant, massive oak trees, probably in the middle of the winter. There's no leaves on the trees. The full moon is shining through them onto the front yard, and there's this old, dilapidated mansion that at one point was probably a thriving place, but is now just fallen to just years of depression of some kind, I think. And so Johnny is like in the front meadow, and he's got like a handful of pebbles, and he's throwing them up against the window, you know, as they do, to just to make that little tink sound to wake up somebody. And so this, I imagine this fair damsel opens up the windows, you know, and she's like, "Johnny, I've told you 10 times, you have to stop singing these beautiful ballads to me in the night. My mom sleeping next door sleeps with a silver dagger. If she hears you sing love songs, you're dead. That's it for you. You're like, you're totally done." And Johnny's like, "Genevieve, but I can't." And she's like, "Johnny, seriously, just," and he starts singing, and she's just like, "Dude, just cut it, stop it." And all the while, you know, the mom has snuck out the back door and is creeping around Johnny. Johnny's mid-verse and just takes a silver dagger to his neck, and that's it.
Right.
That's it for Johnny's Johnny. And she, this old, really small grandma-like mother, throws Johnny over her shoulders, walks him around to the back side of the mansion, and throws him on a pile of other strapping lads that have been courting the young mistress. So it's a little dark, I know, but that's where I go with this one.
Huh?
Yeah. Right.
How about we hear that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Silver dagger. 1, 2, 3. Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother. She's sleeping here up at my side, and in her right hand, the silver dagger. She said that I can't be your bride. All men are false, says my mother. They'll tell you wicked love and lies, and the very next evening I'll court another, leave you alone to pine and sigh.
chain 5 miles long, and on every link a heart is dangled for another maid he's loved in Rome. So court another handsome lady and hope that she might be a bride, 'cause I've been warned and I've decided to live alone for all my
That's Fellow Pinans with Silver Dagger. It's a lead-off track to their new album, Lady Mondegreen. Fellow Pinans are my guests in a JPR live session today. You can find them tomorrow night at The Story in Ashland. Tickets and information are available at ashlandfolkcollective.com. Danny, Ian, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon to play some music for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And we look forward to seeing you sometime in the near future. Good luck on your future endeavors, and hopefully this album takes off for you.
All the best.
Yeah. Cheers, man.
Thanks a lot. Open Air continues in just a moment.